This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Thursday, March 10, 2022, Montana reports 271,590 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 132 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 37 new cases in Cascade County, that's Great Falls. 13 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 12 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 9 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 9 new cases in Richland County, Sydney. And more new cases in 20 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 859. Currently, 79 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,221 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. 10 more people's deaths have been reported since yesterday. Nationwide, more than 962,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,300,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The mask mandate on public transportation is being extended until April 18th by the Transportation Security Administration. Masks must continue to be worn on airplanes, subways, buses, and other means of public transportation. The CDC will work with government agencies to determine when the mask rules can be lifted. The TSA was set to lift the requirement on March 18th after extending it twice before. John Engen, Missoula's longest-serving mayor, has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Engen was elected as Missoula's 50th mayor in 2005 after serving one term on the Missoula City Council. He was born in Missoula in 1964 and is a grad of the University of Montana. Over the last several months, Engen had been experiencing fatigue and abdominal pain, and an MRI and biopsy last week confirmed that he has adenocarcinoma on his pancreas, as well as a cancerous tumor on his liver. Engen will begin treatment after consultation with an oncologist. A man in Yellowstone County has been charged with more than a dozen counts of animal abuse. Michael Bigelow, 34, is charged with 4 felonies and 9 misdemeanors after local law enforcement found him earlier this month on a property scattered with dogs and farm animals dead, starving, and maimed. An animal control officer with the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office responded to a call March 3rd and found horses, sheep, and dogs languishing in pens and saw several dead dogs, a dead horse, and litters of puppies. Detectives arrived with a veterinarian after obtaining a search warrant and found more than 20 dogs either dead or suffering from serious neglect. At least 11 of the dogs had been shot dead and apparently left to rot. One emaciated dog was shot and left on a hillside. Detectives found a pregnant and starving Anatolian shot dead and still chained. Detectives found at least 2 dead puppies. A corral contained 5 live horses and 1 horse carcass. Inside a pen, several underfed sheep had bloody and blistered mouths suspected to be caused by disease. A cow and calf were also found on the property. Bigelow had been escorted off the property, allegedly screaming profanities at investigators and threatening them. If convicted of any of the 4 felonies for aggravated animal cruelty, Bigelow could get up to 2 years in jail and a $2,500 fine. For the 9 misdemeanor cruelty to animals charges, he could get up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. The Montana Districting and Apportionment Commission has laid out a timeline to begin the work of redrawing the state's legislative districts in time for the 2024 election. The commission redraws the state's districts every 10 years to balance new census data and make the number of voters in each district as even as possible. Earlier this year, census increases in Montana added a 2nd congressional seat, which will be elected this fall. The map for the 2 congressional districts was finalized late last year. The commission will begin looking at proposed maps for legislative districts in June after the primary election. The commission must submit maps for legislative review by the 10th day of the 2023 legislative session, which begins next January. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.